Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland State University for $8,000 to provide funding for low-cost urban air quality sensor testing.
Colleagues, while staff is coming up, air quality sensors are another example of how we're moving Portland forward on protecting air quality in our neighborhoods. As you know, I and all of you are committed to improving air quality in Portland. And one way, in addition to monitoring, is potentially by pursuing a local air authority to protect our community. Our local air authority could monitor air quality and air toxics, set standards and issue penalties for violation. I am well aware that the state continues to push for higher standards and continues to push for funding. The legislature, despite the best efforts of our colleagues, particularly from the Portland delegation and our governor, they pushed hard to get that legislation through. Unfortunately, they were blocked by others who did not share their values to air quality in this region. So I'm eager for the Oregon legislature to move forward, and I'm particularly hopeful that we have an ambitious dirty diesel phase-out program. In the meanwhile, as you know, colleagues, I've requested that Portland should move forward and support a regional approach. And as you'll recall, our budget included funding in conjunction with Multnomah County to begin to lay out such a framework in the event that the state is not able to deliver on air quality. And I want to assure you that conversations are taking place with not only the governor's team and with legislative folks. We have also had brief conversations at this point, but conversations nonetheless with LRAC, which is Lane County's regional air program, as well as folks in Metro and elsewhere that we believe have an interest in this, and we will continue that approach. So sorry for the long soliloquy,
Mayor,
but I wanted you to be aware of that. Commissioner
Mayor,
Fish.
Thank you for those comments, because for a number of us, what we've read is in the paper, and we haven't had a chance to have this conversation with you. What I think we ought to plan to do, Mayor, because the council has actually not taken this issue up yet, is schedule a work session for the purpose of laying out what the options are, who our partners are, and where they stand, and how we pay for it. And I think there's some big questions the council needs to address before we start putting the framework in place. And it's particularly important to me that we're working in lockstep with the county. And so I want to hear from the county leadership about where they are, since this is a regional approach. So are you planning to bring something to us early this fall?
It is premature at this point, because there is no framework to bring forward. We're in the early stages of investigation. We're looking at other models around the state and around the country that have been successful. We are a long way off from who is in and who is out, and we're a long way off from determining how such a regional air authority, if created, would be financed or funded. That being said, as we all remember, it wasn't that long ago when town halls were being packed across this city with residents expressing legitimate concern about air quality in the Portland area, and there's been some press out there to suggest that Portland has some of the worst air quality in the United States. And as you know, on issues like dirty diesel, we're actually way behind our colleagues in the states of Washington and California. And I do agree with those who say the state is the appropriate area for this to take place, and that the DEQ is the appropriate agency for this to happen. But I cannot simply punt the responsibility for air quality to the state or to the DEQ if they're not actually doing the testing and the remediation and the penalties. And so I think there are people, I believe our county chair is quoted in the paper saying she does not support a local approach. But knowing that papers are somewhat imprecise in terms of their statements and approaches, there will probably be some point at which, if there isn't action at the state, we will have to take action.
Okay.
It will be our obligation so to do. But we're quite a ways from making that decision. But I,
Mayor,
do think
me,
we need to lay the foundation.
But
for
I think
it.
We also have to calibrate community expectations. And the reality is that on a daily basis, we're faced with the challenge of having either a federal government a state government, and in some instances a regional partner, not addressing a challenge that we think is urgent. And what we cannot do in each and every instance is simply create a Portland-only solution, because at some point we don't have the resources or the capacity. The question of whether the state needs to step up and do more, I think, is the question before us right now. And I'm very interested, since a prior council launched this initiative,
right.
I'm very interested in knowing what our options are in that regard. I do think we have to be careful about saying that we're prepared early in the negotiations to go it alone, because what we are saying is we're going to shift the burden and the cost to local taxpayers when invariably the issues we're dealing with have either a state or a national component. And so that's a tactical question. There's no dispute about the goal here. But I am concerned about us setting expectations. And as you know, coming out of our most recent budget, we're still scrambling to find money to fill potholes, to provide services for homeless people, to do a whole host of things. So I want to manage expectations. There's no question this council has said clean air matters. And we have launched a process to investigate a regional authority. But frankly, I don't want to let DEQ off the hook prematurely. And if we start talking about moving forward, we're essentially letting them off the hook. And damn it, that they have primary jurisdiction. And it may be that we have some kind of parallel efforts. But when we are unable to meet other urgent needs right now from a budgetary point of view, I want to be very clear about setting expectations about what we can and can't
that,
do.
That is fair. And I don't conceptually disagree with anything you've said, Commissioner Fish. I will say this. As far as I understand the process to this point, the roadblock is not other governmental jurisdictions. The roadblock are private sector advocates who believe the standards that are in place are too stringent. And the public, and I certainly do not agree with that. I do not believe the standards are too stringent. And I actually like putting the leverage on the table of the city council. Because historically, I think our environmental standards will be more stringent than what the DEQ might come up with. So I will let our private sector partners chew on that a little bit.
In
addressing your second issue, saying we are absorbing the cost and the burden, we're already absorbing the cost and the burden in the form of externalities. In the absence of the state providing a rigorous framework, we don't know who's polluting, we don't know where they're polluting, and the cost is actually being borne by people who live in the community. It is a shift of externality costs onto the people who live in this community. And what the community has told me in no uncertain terms is they're done with it. So I agree with you. We do not have the capacity today to lay up an entirely new bureaucracy, nor do I want to. And I'm on the record many, many times over the course of my run for office saying that. But at some point, just as we stepped into the housing fray ahead of the state in order to put leverage on the state and in order to take care of the situation in our community, air quality seems every bit as important to me as affordable housing. And so I'd use exactly the parallel argument we used to pass a relocation ordinance.
Well, let me just close by saying that the context for this discussion is a shared sense of frustration on this council.
Agreed.
That on issues we care about, we often find ourselves preempted by the state legislature, abandoned by the federal government, overturned by LUBA, and unclear about how we go forward. So this is the context. And I applaud, Mayor, your sense of righteous indignation about how we approach this problem. I guess I go back to what I said earlier, which is, since we are investigating other regional authorities, since we are talking about a possible regional approach, I think bringing the council along early on in terms of potential frameworks and what this might look like is useful. We have to make very tough choices about lots of core priorities, and they are mounting. And if this becomes an urgent priority that we're going to establish, staff, and fund, I think the sooner we identify what that looks like and what some of the options are, the better. There is no quarrel on this council about the need to attack the air quality issue. I think the question about, at the federal, state, and local level, who does what and who pays for it is an important question. And I for one, do not want to let people off the hook.
And in that, we are in full and rigorous agreement, Commissioner Fish.
There we go.
Very good.
There we
go. Yes is the answer to your question. Sorry. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for the lively discussion on air quality.
That's what we like.
My name is Christine Kendrick with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I'm here to talk to you about this ordinance to authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland State University to support low-cost air quality sensor testing. This sensor testing is part of an ongoing project aimed at evaluating and deploying low-cost air quality sensors. The goal of the project is to understand how we might be able to use lower-cost sensors to better understand air quality at the roadsides and at higher spatial resolutions across the landscape, and also temperature and climate effects as well. Portland State, with this IGA, would provide testing and evaluation of sensors by exposing them to known concentrations of gases and particles, and also while changing temperatures and relative humidity. The second stage of this test is to deploy the sensors at Department of Environmental Quality's Southeast Lafayette Station, so we're doing a multi-stage validation study. And then this work was supported by two different grants received by the city, National Institute of Standards and Technology, RSCT grant, and then also 11th hour project funding from Forth, formerly known as Drive Oregon. And Portland State was originally named as partners in those grant applications.
Very good. Colleagues, any further? Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for your work, and I'm very happy that we are looking at this. $8,000 seems to be fairly inexpensive for a nice study by Portland State University, so I appreciate that. As we all know, today is going to be a very hot day, and indeed TriMet is offering free rides all day to help people not drive. It seemed incongruent to me when I got off the bus and saw a person using a leaf blower to literally blow around about three leaves, making a lot of noise. So there may be things that we can do, Mayor, aside from the big picture, regional air quality. We haven't done leaf blowers for quite some time at the council. But things like that that would further our climate action change plan and be things that we can do without getting into the whole wash of what's happening at the state, what's at Metro. So I hope we can consider that.
Well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
Colleagues, any other? Commissioner Saltzman.
So I thought the council, like 2 years ago, purchased some mobile air quality monitoring devices. What happened to those?
Mobile air quality devices? I don't know about mobile. We do have some instruments that were set up in stations at two different intersections. So right now the ones that are operating is at Southeast 122nd and Division. And that's also, those are more laboratory grade or federal regulation grade instruments, so not low cost. But those give us data points to be able to test some of these lower cost sensors. The idea there is that it's so hard to get air quality data at a high spatial resolution. We only have one monitoring station for all of the city of Portland. So if we can learn how to use lower cost sensors and calibrate them against better measurements, we can get more data across the city to understand the spatial distribution.
Yeah, I'm really puzzled because I recall the debate. It was a pretty well-focused debate, and it was all about these mobile air quality sensors that PSU folks could take over to Precision Castparts, and then they could take it over to North Portland. So you don't know anything about that?
I might be also referencing the work for the XRF, which was to do air toxics mobile measurements, and that was actually to produce the instrument to analyze. Right. And then using samplers that they already had in the Portland State University lab, they're able to go out and collect those particle samples and go do that analysis. So that's for air toxics. And I apologize.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes, okay. And I apologize. I didn't say earlier, these sensors are for transportation-related pollutants.
Oh, okay.
So at the urban roadside, at intersections and bus stops.
Given the debate going on here, maybe I drifted to the air toxic right away.
So. Commissioner
Sorry
Fish.
About that.
Yeah. Commissioner Fritz, I'm glad you raised the question of the leaf blowers. And I have two experiences with them. I live in a big apartment building, and on the weekend I get woken up on the morning because there's a particular neighbor that starts blasting their leaf blower, and it echoes all up through the Vista St. Clair, presumably waking everybody up. And then there's a coffee place at the end of the street, and there's a gentleman in the morning who fires it up and creates the mother of all dust storms as people are sitting outside drinking, you know, taking coffee or just enjoying the day. And I've always wondered, you know, what is really going on here with those things? And then I guess the science of it is they're big polluters as well, and not just noise pollution, but air pollution. So perhaps we could take a look at that. Right on. Is there any public testimony on this item?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet, but Mr. Very Lightning good. Pulled it.
I'm sorry?
Mr. Lightning left it.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of the reasons why I pulled this item is I wanted to have a clear understanding. When we're reviewing the IGA, you have a lot of terms such as on number 8, confidentiality. You have also copyright. You have also that this information will be given only to the sponsor, which is the City of Portland. I want to have a clear understanding on this information that the public, the general public, will have access to this information. As you know, I have done communication on when we had the daycare center located us next to that bus stop. We can do certain things to where we can have situations like that not happening. We can have a 1,000-foot distance from any bus stop where the diesel particulates are going up into the air and maybe drift over. Also, again, a great point on the leaf blower. One of my biggest concerns is that when I walk down the sidewalks, when they're using those, if there are diesel particulates that have floated out on the sidewalks and they begin to blow that up into the air again, we need to have more research on that to make sure that the people that are walking on these sidewalks aren't put into a dangerous situation, which I think they are. I believe they are. We need more research, again, on this type of testing to be able to look at that and say, let's not have that leaf blower used at least a certain time when there's a lot of people on the sidewalks. And so there are certain things that can be implemented. There are things that should be implemented. And again, my position on all of these situations is, again, to focus on the fossil fuel subsidies, begin aggressively taking those away from them and transferring those into other areas. We weren't able to keep the Paris Accord in place, but let's go after the fossil fuel subsidies right now and begin to transfer funding in other areas to focus on the clean air aspect of this city. And again, the diesel particulates are my biggest concern this time. I want more aggressive attention placed on that. I want to monitor the testing, and I want to have access to this testing as a private individual, as the public. It does not say that in your agreement. Everything is confidentiality. Everything is copyright. Everything is access to the sponsor. I want to see in these agreements that the public will have access to the information provided by this test that is going to be done. Thank you.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. We'll go back.